Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, Simo and Jordan. And we were spreading the love through cookies. Yes, Arvo?
Yes, you could say that. We went down to Nuggets Crossing and we're giving out cookies yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
You're not accustomed to giving away freebies. You're more accustomed to...
I was a bit shy at the start, but I think I warmed into it.
Yeah.
Did I? No. How was my cookie giving away skills? Did you rate them or not?
Well, these are a couple of boys that definitely felt like an afternoon snack, shall we say?
Tom, Manny, Toby.
And you guys up here for the ski season?
That's correct, sir. Up here for a little bit.
Now, you're just telling me a couple of you are skiers and a couple of snowboarders, right?
Yeah, we've got a mixed bunch.
How does it go on the slopes? You boys, is there a bit of friendly competition between the two different ways?
You know, like to say it, but there's
If you snake me, I'll fight you.
Okay. A little unspoken, but spoken now beef. But yeah, a little bit of chaos between the two, but we get along.
Yeah, they were enjoying themselves. I think they were on holiday. They're all in their the trackies, and they were pretty... They're pretty loose and chilled out.
I just hope it doesn't end up at a punch-up this afternoon. I mean, that sounded a bit serious there.
Actually, it did. When it comes down to the slopes, it means business.
Ah, I see.
And speaking of business on the slopes, if you're really terrible at it, get involved in mountain moments, your epic fails and all that. Get them videoed and pop them up on the Facebook page.
I'm really terrible on the slopes. Can I film it and put it up on the Facebook page?
You can, but you can't win because there's prizes up for grabs. So there's $50 vouchers every week to Alpine Sports and also a snowboard up for a win for everyone that goes into the draw.
What if I put it on the Facebook page of my twin brother, Gordon?
Gordon Ramsay is your twin? Jonas Blue, Perfect Strangers on 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan this morning right here on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, and Bossy Boss Lady in the house as well. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. That's a very hesitant...
Come on in. Be part of it.
That was a very hesitant good morning.
As it should be.
Good morning.
Now, how was the catering at your wedding recently?
It was delicious.
Oh, was it? Yeah. So what were some of the dishes?
My girlfriend did this beautiful big grazing platter.
Oh, okay, beautiful.
Yeah, she does it for a living, Highland Catering.
On the Snow FM Facebook page, we've been asking people about some weird food combos. So, and they've delivered.
I wonder if any of these people have actually tried them or if they were just sitting there going, ooh, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Let's throw that in there.
And so naturally, we're like, well, these need to be tried. These need to be determined. And when you go in this building, when you need answers, you go to the boss. So naturally, we've gone
about food. Yeah. You've come to the right place.
Naturally, we've gone to the boss, Renee. So we've got some foods here. What is the first dish to be served? Are we going to tell her?
All right, yes, we're going to tell her. So you've got Jamie to thank for this one.
Jamie, what is Jamie's comment? What has he got for us?
Vegemite and strawberry jam sandwich.
Oh, thanks, Vegemite. Jamie. Actually, that sounds pretty tame.
Vegemite and...
Pretty tame?
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's taken a bite.
Let me find a bit that's actually got a nice big chunk on it.
Here we go. Yep, really crunch that.
Well, the jam kind of actually, no, because I love a little sweet, a little savoury.
All right. She didn't even flinch, man. This woman has an iron stomach. Turn the level up.
That's actually delicious.
Turn it up to 11.
You're going for seconds.
All righty, what do you got?
No, it was really good.
All right, this is the next one. We're going up a gear.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Tanya to thank for this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sandwich with ham, cheese, banana and pineapple.
Ham, cheese, banana, pineapple.
See, I'm
on
one
white
of those
bread.
People that loves pineapple and everything.
Right.
Really? Yes.
This one sounds like a straight out of a Jamie Oliver cookbook, mate.
And I love ham, cheese and pineapple sandwiches. And banana's just another version of sweet, so.
All right, here we go. She's taking a bite. Oh, all right, yep. Mm. How are we doing there, Renee?
Juicy.
Juicy, okay, right. So there's a bit of moisture involved.
It's nice.
Okay, right. Jordan, this isn't working.
I know it's not. Well, hopefully this last one will work.
Turn it up, losers.
Yeah. Turn it up to 11, man.
All right. So
she just called us losers. The boss just called us losers.
I'm pretty sure there's losers.
I'm not impressed so far.
Not fair.
Okay, so lucky last
time. A few people in line waiting for your job, by the way.
All righty. I'm out of here.
Hopefully this one will get you. So in this mug I have, you will see cheese.
Yes.
This is thanks to Fiona.
Now this is horrendous. So Fiona, you're a freak.
In my hand, I'm about to open the tin. Would you like to read it?
Oh, my God, I love sweetened condensed milk.
Sweetened condensed milk.
I used to drink it out of the can if Mum had an open can in the fridge.
So it's condensed milk and
it's a little
shredded cheese.
It's a little high in the calorie department.
You'll be happy to know it's the tasty cheese.
Don't fill up the mug. I'm not drinking all of it.
Calories are a myth, Renee. It's a put in, put out. Yeah, it's a put in, put out type situation. So just go for a jog.
My butt begs to eat.
Hang on, I'm just mixing it up so we get a nice little bit of everything.
You're mixing it.
I'm mixing it up. Do we need a bit
of cheese? I don't think you'll be able to taste the cheese.
My favourite part of this is like mixing it. Yeah, sure, yeah. That'll make it better.
I need a spoon.
Because, do you want a spoon? Yeah. I can bring a spoon, but I don't know where I put it.
Because that... No, it's all right. I can just get it on the...
All right, the pièce de résistance.
Okay, hang on. Let me coat that.
It is the final...
In the good stuff.
This is...
We might have to go up a gear tomorrow.
Yeah, this is...
So this is all thanks to the listeners on the Facebook page suggesting some weird food combos.
Here we go.
Oh, that looks disgusting.
Oh, you just went straight in.
What is that?
Oh, yum.
Oh. Simo and Jordan with you this morning, and we would like to welcome Hugo. Good morning, Hugo. How are you?
Fine, and you, Simo?
Ah, I am going tremendously well. You're still in bed, mate.
Yes.
You are our resident French expert. Now, I've always wondered what this song translates to, because it's big here. You mentioned, I played it for you last night, and you said, oh, this is also big in France?
Yeah.
Didn't sound confident there.
Here it is, the first lyric. Let everyone know what this actually translates to. Alrighty, so it's all on you, Hugo. What is it?
I mean, just before you do it, Hugo, you could quite clearly say anything and we would believe you, because we've got no idea. You could say it means park your bus on the left or something like that. We literally have no idea.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
This song, it's crazy for me.
Yeah.
I understand nothing. It's French, but it's special. I think it's sa plan pour moi. It's like you fly for you. It's fly. Your mind fly.
All right.
Your mind's flying.
Crazy. It's crazy.
So that one's pretty tricky.
Can I ask just quickly, what does ooh translate to this?
Oh, more drugs, I think.
And we've got, how about this one? I got an easy one for you here. Here we go. What do you got?
Yeah, ça plane pour moi. Me.
And finally...
Yeah.
What is that?
I think that was English, wasn't it?
Just just fun, just.
Isn't it? You said last night that that's king of the sofa.
Ah yes, I am the king of the divan. I'm the divan. It's a divan. It's like a sofa. I am the king of the divan.
Can I just ask you? You and Simo are housemates. Who is the king of the divan in your house?
You.
Oh, yeah, I am definitely the king of the sofa. But graduate from the bed all the way to the sofa this morning. Hugo, thanks for the translation.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not really good
at it. Honestly, better than us.
Cross me, Ed Sheeran and Chance the Rapper involved as well on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan this morning, and we need to talk about the fact that there is a wicked show showing on SBS. It's called Going Places with Ernie Dingo, and he's going to take us places. We've even got someone who had to follow him around. It is producer Rima Tamau. How are you, Rima?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're
good, thank you.
Sensational. How did you enjoy your visit to Jindabyne and the mountains?
Oh, look, it was awesome. The show essentially travels around the country. Ernie gets to meet locals, basically doing what they love and where they live. And we've been to desert countries and rainforest, and one of the ones that we wanted to get was the snow. And what better place to go to than Mount Kosciuszko and to Charlotte Pass?
Now, Simo said before this was your first time to the snow. How did you go with it? How did you cope with the cold?
Oh, look, It was awesome. I was prepared. I had the layers. I'm basically from the tropics, so we lay it up, and I understand that process now. But I must say, after like the fourth day, I was expecting to open the curtains and see, you know, all the snow melted away, but it wasn't the case. It was there for a while, and much to the delight of all the guys who love snow skiing and snowboarding. Mm. So, but to work in it was quite challenging. Just to walk 100 metres with the gear. We got a crew of six in total, including Ernie, and that was a challenge. No snow boots, but the guys up from Charlotte Pass were so awesome in helping us film. What a beautiful part of the world, I've got to say.
So it's showing tonight on SBS at 7:30 p.m., so the 12th of June. And
that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. And it's an interesting way that we're presenting this series and each episode. The episodes that show on SBS will be a half-hour cut-down version of Charlotte Pass. And if you want to watch the full hour, it's going to be on NITV on Sunday at 7:30 at the same time. And then following that, if you miss it, you can also just go to SBS On Demand, and the programs will be up there for you to watch as well. So the first one is a kind of a splash into the storylines that we share from around the country, and the second one is it's the same stories, but we elaborate a little bit more on the experience that Ernie has with the people he meets along the way.
Speaking of the experience that he has, how do you reckon he'll feel watching it back? How did he deal with the cold?
He's, you know, being a well-travelled person himself, I think he prepares well. He's more experienced than most of the normal folk. He handled it very well, and especially coming from being a desert man, he really enjoyed it. He got it amongst the powder, as you say up that way, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah.
He had a great time.
Now, I've got to ask this. We don't have a lot of time left, but I've got to ask this while we've got you on the line. Ernie, he's so kind of warm and charming on air. What's he like? Is he like that off air as well?
Now, do you want the true story or the true story?
Oh, I think I have to ask the true story.
Look, Ernie's a dynamite personality for doing what he's been doing over such a long time. What I found amazing about the man was how many people he's met in this country for the second or third time. I think it's an indictment on when you travel around for so long, you start knowing people that you've met two or three times in these areas, which is quite unique. And also how the public really responds to Ernie and feel like they know him, which is, it's really impressed me. But great guy to work with, lots of fun, you know, a bit cheeky, but you know, that's what spices it up, doesn't it?
If it's one thing I know a producer loves to deal with, it's a stick of dynamite. Rima, time out. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Ariana Grande's Into You, right here on 97.7 Snow FM. It is Snow FM Breakfast, and right now, Jordan, it's an absolute treat.
Is it time?
It is time for Oma Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Oma.
Good morning, Simon Jordan. How are you, boys?
We're going well.
Very well, thank you.
It's good. You have good breakfast?
Yes, we did. I just had a sandwich. That was my breakfast.
You know me, Oma. I still haven't eaten anything yet because I'm living at home now.
Simon, you're too skinny. You must eat breakfast. Oma made for you.
I know. What should he have for breakfast?
Oh, it's nothing major. Maybe a pile of herrings, big or potato dumpling. Very nice.
You're making me hungry.
Asparagus sauce.
Yeah. I might pop around to yours for breakfast tomorrow if that's cool. You're making me hungry.
It's perfect. It's good. I see you.
Oma, did you get those lyrics that I sent you last night?
Yes, those very good lyrics. I like them. I'm ready to sing for the public.
Oh, awesome. All right, go for it, Oma.
Oh, 4, 5, 6. Come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need that money when you look like that, do you, honey?
That was well done, Oma. You've been practicing.
I'm very good.
And can you give it to us one more time? Call 64572977 if you know the lyrics that Omar is singing. Really, give us a bit of a song and dance this time,
give it
Omar.
A bit of a gusto.
Yeah.
Oh, 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need that money. When you look like that, do you, honey? Hey!
Omar, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to take calls now, 64572977. If you know the lyrics from Omar Idol this morning, well, it's a $20 voucher to Mountain Munchies for your good self. Omar, what are you up to with the rest of the day?
Well, I have to clean the carpet with a toothbrush and then I will clean my teeth.
Okay, I'll leave you to it, Omar. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye, boys. Have a good day.
I'm So Tired, Lauv and Troy Sivan. Troy Sivan, of course, a Perth boy. Right here on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan in the midst of Omar Idol. That one is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. And I'll read out just a portion of the lyric. Because you had no clue after we spoke to Omar.
Normally I get it. Normally I'm quite good. But today I had no idea.
So now you don't need that money when you look like that, do you, honey? Could be any lyric at all. We would like to welcome first caller through, Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Yeah, how you going?
Good, man.
Do you know what it is? Because I've got no idea.
Yeah, it's Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Yes.
I said, Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Yeah, mate, Troy, $20 voucher to Mountain Munchies. That is all yours, mate. That's a bit of a feed.
Yeah, perfect.
Work up a bit of hunger, mate. You working in Cooma today?
Yeah, in Cooma.
We'll get that voucher to you. Have a cracking day.
Yeah, go the Bears.
Simo and Jordan for your Snow FM breakfast. We're just about done. Out of here.
We are, but just before we do, last couple of days we've been talking about weird food combinations.
Yeah, some of those strange food combos are up on the Facebook page, and we got our boss to try them out.
Yeah, she was fine with them.
The Iron Gut.
I think we've given her some dinner plans for the rest of the week.
She's probably an Avenger now. The Iron Gut Renee, the latest Avenger. But we also took it to the streets yesterday, asked some of the local school kids that had knocked off what they thought of some of the weird food combos.
Could you eat tuna and banana together?
No!
Oh, that's the disgustingest thing
that
ever.
Is so
yummy!
No.
So I think
I'm not sure whether they like that or not. I don't think it's quite. Do you reckon they did?
Jury is still out, Jordan.
Yeah.
More to come. We will catch you tomorrow for Snow FM at breakfast. Back then. We'll see you later.
Have a good day.